So last night was election night for them.
Yeah.
And they lost, Greg. Mm-hmm. You could see the emotion because they have put all of their eggs in this basket of lawfare. And now they're realizing that the judges at the Supreme Court aren't on their schedule. Mm-hmm. And so they're realizing that Joe Biden might have to win this himself. That's what you saw last night. Them realizing that this is going to be a free and fair election to a certain extent, where it's going to be mano a mano, and you're not going to have judges and lawyers screwing around with everything. Because they've been trying to persuade a handful of judges instead of 150 million voters. That's what they do. That's why they get so hysterical when you have Supreme Court nominations. Mm. That's why they go to mattresses for someone like Kavanaugh. Remember, that's how their agenda happens. It's all in the courts. It's very rarely legislatively. So when you have someone like Trump come in and beat Hillary, those were Hillary's three Supreme Court nominations. That would have changed the future of the country. That would have fundamentally transformed America. They don't have that now. And now they're freaking out about it.
It's election night 2016 all over again, gang. That was a brilliant observation by Jesse Waters. The legacy media just realized as of last night, it shocked them to the core. They've lost 2024. It's gone. Their lawfare has failed. That's why you're seeing temper tantrum after temper tantrum after temper tantrum all over the legacy media. They are suddenly realizing to their horror that their whole strategy to steal 2024 through the use of weaponized legalism just exploded in their faces. And we're going to see exactly how. Also, we got yet another optics disaster for Biden, this time at the border. We're going to see how Trump easily upstaged the incontinent in chief and made him look more pathetic than ever before. Patriots across the nation are rising up, just like the amazing Patriots who are dear friends to this channel. And that's the makers of Old Country Soap. Made on a farm in South Dakota using traditional techniques, they only use locally sourced special ingredients, natural ingredients without the harsh chemicals that can dry out your hair and skin. Every bar includes pure and unfiltered bentonite clay that works wonders, helping to soothe and relieve dry and sensitive skin. It's known for its healing properties. It helps with psoriasis, eczema. It also pulls dirt and oil from pores, helping to clear up acne. I mean, it's amazing stuff. It works great for hair. You can use it to shave. It's safe for your pets. You will definitely want to welcome this great American-made all-purpose soap in your wonderful homes. And to make it even better, all purchases include a shower-enhancing, exfoliating sisal fiber soap bag. It's a far better alternative to store soaps, and actually very reasonably priced compared to other natural options on the market. You'd be pleasantly surprised. And of course, to top it off, it's made in the good old USA. Use promo code Turley for an exclusive 20% discount off your order, and every order will include an extra gift. Just pay the shipping. It's more than worth it. So go ahead, reward yourself with this amazing Patriot product. You will not be disappointed. All right, gang, let's dive right in here. Now, I want to begin. I know it's a little early in the morning, but maybe you could get ready to butter the popcorn, because I want to begin with a montage for you. And this is a montage I think is very much reflective of what you just heard Jesse Waters talking about there in terms of the meltdown that they're going through. That's right. We should have a video, melt the butter for the liberal meltdown, right? Liberal tears taste so wonderful. I think Jesse nailed it on the, I think he nailed, when I saw that commentary he gave, I said, that's it. That's my live stream tomorrow. It is 2016 all over again for the legacy media. They are suffering another They're suffering another collective, what do you want to call it, concussion. they are realizing. I mean, it took a little time. It was really interesting. You saw the commentary at the beginning of the Supreme Court decision. You saw the commentary go, "Oh, this is bad news. This isn't good. This is really bad. I mean, holy crap. This like destroys everything we hope for." You saw it start to seep in over time that the Supreme Court, which of course is intervening in the midst of all of this corrupt lawfare, right? And taking up the J6 case of Trump, whether or not he has immunity. The Supreme Court has, in effect, they have just officially stopped the weaponized lawfare of the Democratic Party. They have intervened in the midst of all that madness. They have effectively put it to a halt. And to the extent that they have put it to a halt, the legacy media and Democrats are realizing that the Supreme Court just basically handed Donald J. Trump the 2024 election. I'll let them show you. Butter the popcorn. Take a look.
The mess of the court is evident in what they are doing with the pacing here.
It is frustrating to me that the idea that the U.S. Supreme Court is going to be delaying this trial.
It's a bad look for them. Yeah. It's a very
bad
to have taken this.
It is an unmistakable sign from the MAGA majority of the Trump-created court that they are with him.
There is a lot tonight to be pessimistic about.
Some of the justices simply want to assist Donald Trump in delaying the resolution of this case in the hope of pushing his trial off past the election.
And I am beyond terrified, Nicole, right now for our country.
We can't put all of our hopes in the Supreme Court. The people need to be engaged and aroused at this point to demand that there be justice.
Engaged and aroused. I am beyond terrified, Nicole, for our country. they're such bad actors. That's the other thing in this virtual politics. They're so bad. They're so horrible. Gang, that was the lay of the legacy media last night. As you can see, they're in total meltdown mode. They are literally melting down. That was a collective temper tantrum akin to what we saw the night of November 8th, or better, in the wee hours of November 9th, 2016, the early morning hours. We have to remember that you just saw a whole collection of literal clowns who thought that the weaponization of the legal system that they put in place, particularly in the case of 2020, but then in for 2024, you have to realize they weaponized an entire system for the purpose of never allowing another Donald Trump to ever win again. The legacy media and the deep state teamed up to so rig the system, particularly in 2020, that they convinced themselves we would never, ever, ever see another Donald Trump ever win again. They had so gamed the system that there would never be another 2016 ever. But there was just one slight miscalculation on the part of their conniving schemes. Just one, it seems. There was a major oversight. A major blind spot in the midst of this Democrat deception. They assumed that they could rely on the Supreme Court to stay out of their rigging shenanigans for 2024. The Democrats assumed, rightly so, if I were one of them, I would have assumed it as well. They assumed that the Supreme Court would continue to cower in the kind of feckless cowardliness they exemplified in the aftermath of 2020, when the Supremes basically barred their gigantic wooden doors and hid behind their judicial benches. We all know to our everlasting frustration, the Supremes were nowhere to be found in our efforts to rectify the obvious rigging of the 2020 election. The Democrats and their shameless shills in the legacy media simply assumed that the Supremes would continue in that cowardly posture and stay out of their attempts to comparably rig the 2024 election, in this case, through lawfare, through the weaponized legalism of the court system. As it turns out, the Democrats and their shills in the legacy media were dead wrong. That assumption did indeed make an ass out of them. As you all know, the Supreme Court has announced that they are indeed intervening, that they are indeed going to take up Trump's claim to presidential immunity. And the hilarious irony in all of this is that, as you just saw, as every legacy media pundit realized to their horror last night, it doesn't even matter what the Supreme Court's decision ultimately ends up being. This is the beauty in all of this. It doesn't matter what the Supreme Court ultimately decides in this case. It's the very fact that they have intervened. It's the very fact that the Supremes have stolen the case away from the Democrats. They have taken away the Democrats' control, their jurisdiction over this case. The Supremes have literally taken the case away from the Democrats and away from the clowns in the circus of the legacy media. And that is what they're freaking out over. The Democrats no longer control the case. The case against Trump, the J6 case, is now in the hands of the Supreme Court for months from here on in, and there's absolutely nothing the Democrats can do about it from this point forward, thus effectively ending their lawfare against Trump and their number one case against him, which was the J6 case. That's what they're realizing last night. They're realizing it doesn't matter how the Supremes rule. It's the fact that the Supreme Court, particularly the six conservative judges on that court, are now in control of this case. The Democrats' lawfare efforts against Trump in this J6 case have effectively been shut down. And they're losing it. They're losing it. They're realizing that their whole scheme to steal 2024 just got snatched away from him. Take a look at this meltdown from MSNBC.
The appeals court gives a bulletproof ruling, as Dahlia says, and they still decide to take it up.
What it says is that they are corrupted political actors who act in bad faith. The reason why people like Mark and people like Dahlia seem to have a crystal ball is because they're real. Because they're realists and they understand the court for what it is. And at some point, people in the media, people at home, and people sitting in the White House have to stop pretending that the Supreme Court is some kind of benign, trying to do its best institution and start to realize that there are six Republicans, not conservatives, Republicans on the Supreme Court who view it as their job to help the Republican Party. And until we do something about that, until we take away that power, until we draw the line on them there, they will continue to do this. They will help Trump. They will take away abortion rights. They will end affirmative action. They will liberalize gun rights. They will do all of it until we stop them. And somebody needs to start listening in the higher echelons of the Democratic Party, because we will keep losing every day we allow these six Republicans in robes to rule over all of us.
Somebody has to do something. Somebody has to do something. They've got to do something. He was blowing a gasket on national television. Nobody's watching it. I mean, if that is not the very definition of a clown, I don't know what is. I mean, I was afraid for the safety of that young lady on the table. I thought he was just going to smack her. I mean, that so-called contributor, Eli Mistal, whatever his name, I mean, that is the very definition of a walking clown. I mean, you could literally see him. Can't you imagine him sitting there with oversized Ronald McDonald red shoes on? I mean, it's so hilarious to watch these people flip out when their world starts crumbling right before their very eyes. But it gets worse, gang. It gets even worse. What we've just witnessed is just half the reason why these woke clowns are panicking. It's just there's another half that's making it even worse for them. You're going to love this.